Well, I'm standing here with Lisa Ringland. She is from Worldwide Business Research. They are mounting this conference, Human Capital Management for Defense Conference in Arlington, and she's the conference director. And I guess we should talk about a little bit about federal conferences, because there are so many of them, and feds like to go to conferences. They like to do the networking. What makes for a successful conference for federal attendees?
I think providing a lot of the educational content is key for the federal audience. They're really looking for best practices, lessons learned, and they want to hear from each other and hear what others are doing in their role across the federal agencies.
Yeah, that's one of the little understood secrets, I think, is that often people, even though they're all members of the federal workforce, they often don't talk to each other that much, and especially across one agency to the other. They need to go to external sources to find out what's going on next door. Is that one of the secrets, do you think?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're busy people. They have jobs, you know, that they're doing on a day-to-day basis, which take up a lot of their time, and they don't have time to necessarily commune with the other folks doing their role, especially outside of their agency. So coming to an event, all of their counterparts, the other agencies, hear from them what they're doing, and network with them on, you know, how do they come together to meet their common challenges.
Now, in the issue of human capital management, the subject of today's conference, or these 3 days of conference, what are the big issues? What is it told you they needed to see and hear presented for these 3 days?
Well, the Department of Defense right now is looking at, you know, potential budget cuts as we move forward. So I think everybody is looking at streamlining and just doing a better job with what they have, using their resources better. The Department of Defense looks at people as their number one resource. So, you know, this event is really a good way to come together and, you know, work on managing the people side of things better and more efficiently.
We got some really top speakers from Defense Department and the whole issue of, you know, human capital. And what does it take to get feds to part with money at times like this to attend conferences? Because, let's face it, travel budgets and training budgets are often the first to go in times like these. So what's in the secret sauce to say, yeah, this one we could plunk down for?
I think you have to provide the perfect storm of everything that the attendees are looking for. So they want to hear the top person at their organization and that person's strategic view. That's something that they can't miss. They also want to hear the sort of operational view from others doing their job and learn how to do it better. You know, providing them the networking, the education. We also do these small group roundtables where they actually get to do more hands-on small group discussions and really work through some of their challenges in that way. And I think all of those things come together to make an event that they really feel like they can't miss and that they're going to learn so much from being here and bring so much back to the office with them that it's worth it to come to travel here if they need to, or, you know, miss a day out of the office and be here for this.
Lisa Ringland is the conference director for Worldwide Business Research. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
And reporting live from the Human Capital Management for Defense Conference in Arlington, Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.